Good morning and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in their house. This is God's word for today, and today we are reading from Zephaniah in chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. The word of the Lord which came unto Zephaniah, the son of Cushi, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah. I will utterly consume all things from off the land, saith the Lord. I will consume man and beast. I will consume the fowls of the heaven and the five fishes of the sea and the stumbling blocks with the wicked, and I will cut off man from off the land, saith the Lord. I will also stretch out mine hand upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and I will cut off the remnant of Baal from this place. And the name of the cherubims with the priests, the chimerims with the priests, and them that worship the hosts of heaven upon the housetops, and them that worship and that swear by the Lord and that swear by Malchim, and them that are turned back from the Lord and those that have not sought the Lord nor inquired for him. Hold thy peace at the presence of the Lord God. For the day of the Lord is at hand. For the Lord hath prepared a sacrifice. He hath bid his guests. And it shall come to pass in the day of the Lord's sacrifice that I will punish the princes and the king's children, such and all such as are clothed with strange apparel. In the same day also I will punish all those that leap on the threshold, which all fill their masters' houses with violence and deceit. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord, that there shall be the noise of a cry from the fish gate, and a howling from the second, and a great crashing from the hills. Howl, ye inhabitants of Maktesh, for all the merchant people are cut down, all they that bear silver are cut off. And it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with candles and punish the men that are settled on their lees, that say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, neither will he do evil. Therefore their goods shall become a booty and their houses a desolation. They shall also build houses but not inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards but not drink the wine thereof. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hasteth greatly. Even the voice of the day of the Lord, the mighty man shall cry there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wantonness, a wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities and against the high towers. And I will bring distress upon men, that they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord. And their blood that shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as the dung. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. For he shall make even a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land. Here again we learn that God's wrath would be kindled against the disobedient and the rebellious people that were at ease in Zion. As it was then, so it is now. God is displeased with the disrespect and irreverence for him by how people treat other people. And we realize that and we recognize that when we look at the history of God with humanity, we see how God and what he did then, even from what we're reading today. But look at what's happening today. Look at how people treat people. People are just taking advantage of people. They're working them for wages that they could pay them twice as much and still make a huge profit. But they're not doing that, because all we're seeing today is that the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. They're trying to turn things into just the haves and the have-nots. But people of God everywhere, hear the word of God. Keep your faith in God. And no matter how things look, God said that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And we live by his word, be obedient to his word. Help people to see the darkness they're in and help them to know that they can come out of that darkness. Because God is always with us. He's more than the whole world against us. Since he's for us, who can be against us? So let us keep our trust and our confidence in God. He's not going to fail us. He never promised that he wouldn't let it look a little dismal and a little gloomy. He just promised that he would never leave us. So let us hold him to his promise and watch him come through with it. Talent is God-given. Be humble. Fame is man-given. Be grateful. Conceit is self-given. Be careful. John Wooden. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Again today, let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the holy name of Jesus the Christ, again today we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you, Holy Father, for the opportunity to experience the dawning of this new day, where the sayings of our mind and activity of our limbs, and as we move forward today, God, to perform the tasks you set before us today, we ask you to be so kind that you would forgive us anywhere and everywhere we failed you in word, in deed, or in thought, that your glory be demonstrated in our lives again today, that you'll allow love, joy, peace, and happiness to fill our lives with healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation, and overtaking us as we go. And as we move forward, God, keep us reminded that you would said you'd never leave us nor forsake us, because you're with us to heal us, you're with us to deliver us, you're with us to prosper us. God, and we thank you, we praise you, we honor you for it. We're asking you, God, to continue to move by your spirit. God, and let your glory be revealed in the holy name of Jesus the Christ. We thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, God. And we're asking you, God, to let us be the light in the darkness of those around us. God, that don't realize that they can come out of the darkness they're in, but into the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I'm asking you again, God, today to look on every one of us that you have chosen to be pastors, God, to feed your people with knowledge and understanding. God, I'm asking you to take every pastor, every one of us, that we preach and teach and declare this gospel without fear, favoritism, or compromise. But we teach it, we preach it, we demonstrate it, God, with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence to help people to realize, hallelujah, particularly when we share our testimony with them that we were lost and God and undone, but you saved us and you turned things around for us. God, hallelujah. And God, that you'll do the same for anyone that come to you with their whole heart, God, and with their affection set on you, seeking the things above and not the things on the earth, that you'll make ways and open doors. God, so we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. God, the people, when they realize, God, that and they give heed to our counsel, and we tell them that they need to get it in their hearts, first of all, to repent and ask you to forgive them and save them is the first step. And when they begin to do that and they do it earnestly, God, because we know that you know the heart of a man, you know when they're serious, God, and when they're not, God, but we know for those that are serious and are seeking you in sincerity and in truth that you're going to save them too, by the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the indwelling of the Christ of God. We thank you, God, this morning. I know I thank you right now, God, and I believe that believers everywhere around the world that believe the gospel, they've come to the knowledge of the truth of Christianity, God, and they realize that, God, that you put your son in the earth that lived in a fashion to help us to realize with your spirit in us, we could live like he lived. God, and that is having power over Satan to resist him and make him flee from us. And whatever he tried to tie us down with, we could loose it. God, and whatever he tried to do, bind it or loose it, if we declare it in the land, God, you will declare it in heaven. You will validate it by performing it in the land. When the devil thought he had us, God, we got away and we're still getting away. And those that will seek you in sincerity and in truth will be loose from his clutches, will they be loose from his influence because of the indwelling of your spirit, God. And when your spirit indwells us, we can resist the devil and make him flee from us. So we're asking you again, God, to every pastor everywhere, God, to let us, God, be serious about what we're doing. Let us be concerned about what we're doing. God, hallelujah, that we can help people to, that their faith will increase, that God, that when the enemy come after them, they know that greater is your spirit in them than that spirit that's coming after you to deceive you, to turn you away from the truth. God, like so many people today, God, they're allowing their feelings, their emotions to control their decision-making, and they're making decisions, God, based on their flesh. God, hallelujah, and they're turning and they're seeking and seeking after things to satisfy the flesh. But we know, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, you even let us know in your word, hallelujah, that we can, that as some, God, is the prophecy is that some will come to you and they're going to say that we saw you preach in our streets, or we preached in your name and we cast out devils in your name. God, but you're going to tell them, depart from me, you work of iniquity. I know you're not from whence you are, because you wanted us, you want us to give us, give you us, God. But many people just wanted the glory. They just wanted God to be looked at as some special person and things, and just to have received the accolades of society and people, God. But we're working towards getting back to glory to be with you, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ. And so we know that preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not popular, God, and people, God, will turn away from the truth, God, to seek to satisfy the flesh when they don't know, and they don't know that they don't know. But God, we're praying, God, that preachers preach with and preach without fear. Preach this truth, God, hallelujah, knowing that it's not popular. They killed Jesus and they tried to kill him, God, hallelujah, because he was preaching a truth that they didn't know and they didn't understand. And people still today try to demean and belittle preachers and pastors that are standing up for the truth. God, so we ask you, God, to continue to prove yourself, continue to move by your spirit in all of our lives, that we can be a light unto those that are in darkness. God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, God, with the faith that we get from hearing your word, God, even when, God, our self-sufficiency and financial independence is gone, like it has happened to many, because of your wrath, your fury, indignation, God, that's in the land, God, and many jobs have closed down, God, hallelujah, and many people have lost their livelihoods, and God, and things are just not as good as they could be or even should be in some people's lives, God, but I'm asking you, God, when they cry out to you in sincerity and in truth, Lord, please forgive me, God, and anywhere and everywhere I failed you in word and deed or in thought. And when that cry, God, when you hear them crying out and they're serious, God, according to your discretion, you're going to move by your spirit. You're going to restore their self-sufficiency. You're going to restore their financial independence. God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, God, in whatever it takes to do it, God, it's but a light thing for you to do it, and the people are going to praise you, they're going to honor you, they're going to reverence you, and they're going to tell other people, hallelujah, don't give up on you, even though it gets a little gloomy and dark sometimes. They got to remember that you're right there with us, God, wherever we are. So thank you, thank you, thank you, hallelujah, God. And for those, hallelujah, that have lost loved ones, God, we pray that you will strengthen them and keep them to get their heads up and not to wallow, God, hallelujah, God, in just in the hurt for the loss of the loved one, God, but their lives go on, and they should live their lives in such a fashion to give you honor and glory. So we know that you're going to empower those that come to you in sincerity and in truth, God. You're going to turn homes into God presence homes, God, because people are going to realize that they have friends at work, they have classmates at school, God, and in the community, they know people that know you, people that are born again, people that have the indwelling of your spirit, and they're going to talk about you and they're going to witness about you. And as we share about, God, your desire to save humanity, God, they're going to turn from that darkness that they're in and begin to seek you, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when they realize, Holy Father, God, that peace will start to come back in that home, love will begin to come back in that home, God, they're going to cry out to you in sincerity and in truth. God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, hallelujah. God, and you're going to turn things around for them. And when they get to the church and begin to give ear to you speaking through you to the pastors that you've commissioned, God, that you're going to save the whole family, hallelujah, and they will begin to worship you and praise you and honor you in the very beauty of holiness, God, in your sanctuary. We thank you for that, God, and we're asking you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for those that have lost their way, God, by allowing people to get in their ears and saying things that are relevant, God, to just the natural things in life, but not relevant to walking in the Spirit, because you said in your word that we are to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh, because if we walk in the flesh, we're only going to satisfy the things of the flesh, but if we walk in the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. You are Spirit. You have chosen us. You put your Spirit in us. So our responsibility, God, what we want to do, what we ought to do is to show you love. God, give you love back, God, by doing the things that you've charged us to do. And so I'm asking you, God, that everyone that have allowed the Satan in their ears through people that he has deceived and turned away from the truth, God, I'm asking you to help them, God, baptize them with the Holy Ghost, refresh the Holy Ghost in them. God, that they resist that spirit and you get them back out of that darkness they've fallen back into. God, into this light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. God, and they're crying out, hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah, I'm going to acknowledge you in all my ways. I'm not going to allow my feelings and my emotions to control my decision-making, because you've allowed us to know that the enemy is on the prowl, seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. God, and we know that if we give in to him, he's going to pull us away from the truth. This is how destruction and the loss of our salvation takes place. God, but we know also, God, with hearing the truth and our faith is increased, even when sickness, God, befall us, and even when we find ourselves in the hospitals, God, we are convalescing in rest homes and nursing homes. We're just at sick. We're sick at home. But wherever we are, God, when you hear that cry and people are crying out in sincerity, they're crying out, hallelujah, in truth, Lord, please forgive me anywhere and everywhere I've failed you in word, in deed, or in thought, God, hallelujah. God, but they're asking you to heal my body, Lord. Get me out of this sick bed, Lord. Let me get out of here that I can help these people. My doctors and all this medical staff, God, and my family and my friend, everybody. Let me, God, get out of this sick bed that I can show them that praying to you and believing you and trusting in you is not in vain. Hallelujah. God, when you hear that sincerity, we know that at your discretion, you're going to get them back on their feet. They're going to walk out of the hospitals. They're going to walk out of the rest homes and the nursing homes and the rehabilitation centers. God, they're going to get up out of their sick beds at home, and they're going to move forward. And your glory is going to be revealed in their life simply because they gave their heart to you. They believe you. When you look into their heart, you determine that they are sincere, they're committed, they'll want to do what you've charged us to do according to your word. Hallelujah. And God, when you see that sincerity, when you see that commitment, you're going to demonstrate your presence, God, wherever we are, because we can look back across time. And even when your people, God, hallelujah, because of their rebellion and their disobedience, but when they turn to you and repented, God, hallelujah, you turn the armies that were against them, the other nations that were against them, you got your people out from captivity from them. God, you let famine and pestilence come in the land. But when they turned and cried out to you, God, you turned away the pestilence. You turned away, God, all the negativity, God, and you restored them and refreshed them and you put them in a safe place, God, hallelujah. God, and so we believe today, hallelujah, we pray together. We seek you in sincerity and in truth. You hear our cry. We know you do, God, hallelujah. But whether you respond to it or not, God, is what we desire of you. God, that you move by your Spirit in our life, hallelujah, that people can realize and see that we're not playing some game. We're not trying to manipulate anybody. We're not trying to take advantage of anybody. But we just want to show you gratitude in that we realize, based on your word, that you've allowed us to understand that you have saved us, that by us others are to be saved. So we know, God, in particularity for your pastors, God, that it's their responsibility to demonstrate, to preach and to teach this gospel. God, and we got to do it like Jesus did it, like the apostles did it. God, without fear, favoritism, or compromise, that people can see the darkness that they're in, but also the opportunity that is available to them to come out of that darkness, to walk in the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that on the day that the Lord Jesus shall descend in the clouds of power and great glory with the trump of God and the voice of the archangel, and when he shout hallelujah, as the scripture declares, that the dead in Christ shall rise first, then those that are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air and shall forever be with the Lord. And again this morning, I know it's my hope, God, hallelujah. And I believe, God, that it's the hope of every earnest believer, God, of the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. God, because our faith, our trust, our confidence is in you, God, hallelujah, because the Lord Jesus left it on record for us, hallelujah, that he said that when we pray in this day, in this dispensation, God, he said, pray, ask the Father whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name. He will give it you. And Lord God, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you for what you did for us. Hallelujah. But Holy Father, we thank you for giving your Son and what he did. We can have the opportunity that's available to us today, to any man, any woman, boy or girl, whatever their socioeconomic status is, whatever race, nationality, color, or creed they are, when they humble their heart and turn to you in sincerity and in truth. God, at your discretion, you're going to save them from this underworld generation. But until that day shall come, we know that the enemy is going to still seek to devour. We know that he's going to seek to deceive. God, but we also are reminded, God, hallelujah, that you're going to continue to keep us enveloped in your favor, hallelujah. God, and you're going to maintain our cause because you've chosen us to demonstrate you. You're going to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, hallelujah. And we're not going to allow new philosophy and doctrine and trends and fads to infiltrate, God, the gospel that we preach and teach and demonstrate, hallelujah, God, and we're going to continue to remember that and trust you for it, and that you're going to supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. God, supplying us with whatever it is that we need to be who you want us to be or to do what you want us to be in this last and evil day. So we look to the hill from which cometh our help. We look to you, God, because we know that you're our source. We know that you are our help. We know that you are our present help. We know that you're right with us because we know that you're everywhere all the time. We know that it's going to be all right because you have the power to turn things, repair things, fix things, create things. God, to give you glory, to help us to move forward, to demonstrate your will and your desire. And you're going to continue to keep us reminded that we're going to read, we're going to preach and teach and read and God and seek to understand the gospel of Jesus Christ that has been written, that you have given as your holy scriptures, God, for over 2,000 years now. God, that the word has not changed, it will not change. God, and I pray, God, and we know that you are going to stop these preachers from going around preaching and teaching things that are contrary to the gospel of Jesus Christ, that people that are sincere, people that are dedicated, people that really want to know you in the parting of their sin, but because the preachers aren't preaching the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as you give utterance, these people are going on and they're going to be lost. But God, but we know that when you look at the earnestness in a person's heart, you're going to put somebody in their path that's going to help them to come to the knowledge of the truth, that we'll be able to be caught up and meet the Lord in the air. So we thank you again today. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. In the holy name of Jesus the Christ, we believe that we're going to have what we ask because we do ask it in Jesus' name. Amen, and thank you, God. Hallelujah. Good morning, good afternoon. God bless you. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you, God. Remember that today, hallelujah, that things are not as bad as they seem. Nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle. And you keep telling the Lord, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now. So again today, you go well and be safe. And remember, as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them.